Okay, let's go to the movies. I wanted to review the first season and a half season of the TV drama series Billions. It's the first season was last year. The second season is underway. They've just committed to a third season. It's loosely based on the legal battles between the U.S. Attorney of the Southern District of New York, with hedge fund manager Steve Cohen of SAC Capital Advisors. Basically, you've got a hedge fund manager. His company's name is Axe Capital, and he's squabbling throughout the drama series with the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, who's sort of on his tail and out to get him. The reason I wanted to discuss this with you, and I'm going to do this in several parts because I haven't finished watching the second season, let alone the third hasn't started. But basically, this portrays business as a war, or business as organized crime, or both, which I think, in this day and age is what it is. But the series does a very effective job of promoting what I call the big lie. And let me explain what the big lie is. When I was a partner, Dylan Reed, I had one of my favorite partners was a man named Peter Flanagan. And Peter took the argument at the partners and the executive committee level that we were paying the trading partners too much money. And finally, to win his argument, he went back and calculated what would happen if we had, instead of having traders in the chairs, we just run the same average inventories the whole time, and put chimpanzees in the chairs. And he calculated that we would have made as much or more money, particularly because we wouldn't have had to pay the chimpanzees anything. It was a very effective argument, but what the argument underscored was that a lot of the profits was coming from simply what the central bank was doing. And what would happen to investment bank in the market taking advantage of the central bank doing those things? And Peter's point was it didn't take any intelligence or effort. You just had to be there and enjoy the largesse of the central banks and what the US government was doing. Another great example of some of these issues is in the movie Margin Call, where one of the senior traders is driving down the highway in a convertible with a junior guy and explaining to them that they've kept the economy by keeping all this paper floating and bopping around. So let me say it another way. We've been through a period since mid-90s where the central banks and the US government agencies have engaged in massive financial fraud. Whether we're talking about 11.5 trillion going missing from the federal government, or the potential for insider trading in the Exchange Stabilization Fund, as we've talked with Rob Kirby, or all the things that Joseph and I have talked about the hidden system of finance and the black budget. Now, when you have those kind of massive cash flows going through, the question is, how can you transfer that money into the pockets of the wealthy and make it look legitimate? Well, hedge funds was one of the vehicles you used to do that. It all makes it look very legal and legitimate. So you arrange for the hedge funds to be able to borrow at the yen carry trade at essentially 0% and then buy long treasuries and, when using a variety of inside information, simply manufacture profits. That's certainly what you've done with the banks, both in the bailouts and the in the beginning of the 90s, or the bailouts that we just had in 2008 to 2012. So you run a federal credit arbitrage is what I call it. Anyway, but there are millions of ways of keeping the hedge fund going, or hedge funds going, particularly if the NSA is doing bulk acquisition of everybody's phone conversations and email. You can imagine how that money can be used for all sorts of tips and insider trading. But whether it's superior intelligence from the deep state and their surveillance machinery, or free cost of capital through both the government and the central bank, you're talking about giving an extraordinary edge to a very big bubble. Now, why would you have an enforcement mechanism running after these very people that you're encouraging? So you're floating a flotilla of financial pirates at the same time you're paying a few a few Navy ships to go sail against them. Well, in that environment, an enforcement mechanism makes sure that people play ball with the deep state and make sure the system looks legitimate. At the same time, as you watch this particular TV series, Billions, it makes it look like the guys who run the hedge fund are just really, really smart and really, really hardworking and see where the world is going. And it's that generates their billions. Yes, they're doing dirty tricks. Yes, they're getting insider trading tips. But by and large, it's because they're harder working and more ambitious. What you don't see is you don't see the real game. There's no indication. You have all these people having conference or conversations on their cell phones as though they're private. You know, it portrays a world which is fictitious. It's not the real world. What it does do is it does show some of the tensions that we see between government and the private sector, and in that sense, it's interesting. And you do see a little bit about a trading culture, so I find it fun to watch. There's a particular scene that I love where the head of Axe Capital and one of his top traders are basically pretending to fight, and it's a very reminds me of my days screaming on the trading floor at Dillon Reed. I want to see how this storyline plays out, because what happened at the beginning of the second season is they proceeded to do a trade that was one of the trades that we were working on at Hamilton Securities, which is you buy up municipal bonds that are troubled, i.e. in junk status, to gain leverage to put you in charge of reengineering the local economy. And so the question is, when you do that, are you going to play disaster capitalism, or are you going to do it the sort of Hamilton Securities way and rebuild the economy? So you see the tension in the storyline between trying to decide whether they're going to re-engineer, rebuild, or do a disaster capitalism. Anyway, I want to see how that storyline plays out, but it's clearly teeing up the place-based opportunity. The people watching this drama are getting a real education in how the place-based opportunity may go down and may work, particularly because the U.S. attorney is now running for governor of New York. So this gets us into all sorts of delicious questions about sort of what really goes on in Albany and New York, and I could write a book about that. Anyway, but it's all getting ready for what Warren Buffett is up to. So Billions, if you are sort of interested in these issues of hedge funds versus government, you might find it interesting.